This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It's me, Rich Bradbury, in the studio with
Arvind Braj
and Christine Wong.
We're asking you a question. It is, are you still considering a vacation for the rest of the year? Why or why not? This is assuming that perhaps things are safer to move around. The numbers are at 243 votes over on Twitter, and the results so far are
26.3% for yes, 23.5% for not sure, and a big 50.2% for no.
Over to Instagram.
We have 36% for yes and 64% for no.
Oh, any new tweets?
No new tweets.
Any new messages?
So many new messages on Insta Story. We have, let's see here, Olivia SY, who says, not really ready to be with large crowds and in confined spaces just yet. Juliana Koo says, I look forward to relaxing by the beach and I want to support local tourism. Gwen O says, still a little traumatized. It's Trish.xo says, support local. And this is I Am May says, maybe towards end of year within Malaysia, I guess, maybe for a short 1 day trip to Malacca. That is, I assume, if slash when interstate travel is reimposed, though.
Right. Final story of the day.
Yeah. It's about UV sanitizers.
Okay.
And those are things that I never thought I would talk about ever. But apparently, people have to buy UV sanitizers to keep their devices, like their phones and their keys and their wallets and their face masks, safe and clean. And this is from an article on Fast Company that says that if you want to stay safe in the long run, because we don't know when COVID-19 is going away, you might want to invest in a UV sanitizer. So, you know, the same way people have microwaves at home, where every home needs to have one because it's just easy to heat up your food. UV sanitizers might be that next household item. So the same way we buy masks, or the same way we buy sanitizers for our hands, we might need to invest in one of these.
Might need to invest in one of these.
So
there's a company out there rubbing their hands together right now.
Actually, there are like five companies.
Of course.
There
so these are the guys who have listed on the article. So it says that one of the easiest ways to stay healthy is to sanitize your most often touched possessions well and frequently, like banisters, doorknobs, faucets, computer keyboards and phones. And since wiping down your phone with a disinfectant wipe produces inconsistent results, I didn't know that. That's what I've been doing, and now I have to do something else apparently. Many companies are responding by manufacturing UV sanitizing cases and bags, which are able to kill up to 99.9% of microorganisms. So although there are several types of UV light, it's the short wavelength UV light, or UVC, that is known as germicidal UV light that you want to buy. So UVC light similarly damages and kills microorganisms on a cellular level, destroying the nucleic acids and disrupting the germ's DNA. Scientists have been using UV light to kill bacteria and viruses since Niels Finsen discovered its effectiveness against tuberculosis, which then won him a Nobel Prize in 1903. It then goes to sort of list all the companies that are making the UV light sanitizers. I won't go through them, but just to give you an idea of what they do. So this is Cassetify UV sanitizer. It's a small pencil box looking thing that is fully portable. So you charge it and then you take it wherever you go. It's a case that can hold any smartphone model. And it is also big enough to separately sanitize credit cards, IDs like your passport, your face mask and keys. The sterilization process takes 3 minutes, but because of the placement of the six small lamps inside, you need to flip your phone over and run the sanitization process again to ensure that both sides are clean. So if you do...
just make sure you cook it on both sides.
If you do want to employ a deeper clean, pressing the circular button for 3 to 5 seconds activates a 15-minute intensive sanitization process. So that's basically how these things work.
But how many people can stay away from their phones for 15 whole minutes?
There you go.
Because I don't think I could.
You do it when you go to bed. But then again, you'd have to take it out for
the alarm. I'm physically unconscious at that point.
Yeah. So you just leave it there overnight. But no, it's not the reason I brought this up is not because of the stuff that they're selling. Obviously, they're going to sell UV sanitizers.
Right.
Obviously, we're going to see them in pharmacies and, you know, malls, and people are going to start, you know, sending these out on like e-commerce platforms and stuff. And
you're going to get one for your birthday or Christmas or something.
It's the hot new utility.
Yeah, it's the gadget. But it's just, you know, the fact that, one, it's a business opportunity for a lot of companies who are going to come up with the most portable and the cheapest and the most effective sanitizer. But also, it's weird that these products sort of pop up like two 2 months ago, we wouldn't have thought of buying a UV sanitizer. 2 months ago, I didn't know what a UV sanitizer was.
I think we mentioned it a while. I think we mentioned one like this on a BizBite story not too long ago. And we kind of like, why on earth would we need one of these kind of discussions?
It was the banks. So banks were using them to sanitize cash, like, you know, banknotes and stuff.
Yeah. How much are these retailing for? Do we know?
So the Cassetify one is going for $120. There's one called Phone Soap that's going for $80. Home Soap, it looks like a tiny CPU or like a server looking thing that's going for $200. And there's also one that is going for about another $120. So it's not completely unaffordable, even if you convert it. And you know that people would spend a lot of money when it comes to, I don't know if protecting themselves, but feeling like they're protecting themselves against,
security.
Yeah.
I think this is something that I would purchase if it was about half that price. I'd feel comfortable paying half of that for something to sanitize my phone, my keys, my wallet. Fine. But I'm not paying $100 when I can just wipe it down. Maybe they're saying it's inconsistent to use, you know, the wipes or whatever.
Yeah.
Then I'll do it twice. You know?
Are both sides over?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I hesitate to put my phone into anything requiring any sort of energy, I guess. I don't know. I'm a little paranoid. It's like those scams on Facebook where it's like, put your phone in the microwave to charge it. I don't know. I feel a little bit uncomfortable doing that without seeing like sort of the proof first. And I know, you know, they've probably tried and tested this technology, but I, much like Rich, I think I'm just gonna stick to the wipes.
Wiping on the phones. How much extra would you guys pay if it came bundled with your new phone? Because you know that's going to happen.
Oh, that's a very good point, Arvin.
You know when they sell you the new whatever flagship phone, it's going to come bundled with a UV sanitizer.
That's a fair point.
Well, I mean, if you are a smart marketing man working for any of the the telephone companies, you should be throwing it in for free. You know,
I'll just take my ideas. Why not?
Yeah, they should take your idea. They should be throwing it in for free.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Just to sell that model.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's sort of what a lot of people are feeling right now, is a sort of need for that sense of security, just to be like, just in case. And I need to double check this and I need to make sure.
You've just given me an idea. In fact, with that in mind, it should actually be built into your case.
I was thinking that.
If they can do that, there you go.
Some guy at Apple already discovered it yesterday.
So certainly wasn't Johnny Ive, was it? Right. That's all the time we have for today, though, folks. Thank you very much for all of your tweets, all of your WhatsApps, all of your other messages. Just very quickly to comment on a message we've got here on WhatsApp from Heather, who says she's desperate to travel because her family is are overseas. Mm-hmm. Completely understand how you feel, Heather.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. Hopefully things will clear up a little sooner. Any more messages before we wrap up? Any more tweets?
No more messages.
No? Okay. So stick around, folks, because coming up, of course, after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. And it's with Stephanie Sitt, the CEO of the Inmagine Group. They've founded the company with her husband, Andy, and grew the business to become the fourth largest stock image repository in the world. The group also owns Pixar, the online photo editor that has been installed on over 100 million times. She discussed how she got the company to this point and where she plans to take it from here. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. Meanwhile, music from Interpol with If You Really Love Nothing coming up here on Enterprise Biz Bytes. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.